how would you class your season since Indy? I know Indy didn't go the way you wanted. I feel like you've built momentum, four times finishing in the top six, better. You won in Iowa last year. That seems to be a good track for you. You were sixth last time out. Are you building up towards a big finish for this season?
I hope so, yeah. I mean, the car's been quick, man. You know, we really wanted to work on qualifying from last year and into this season. I mean, heading into Iowa before we kind of screwed the pooch in qualifying, we had the best qualifying average of any guy in the series. And, you know, we've been racing well. We've just had some weird things happen in races. And, you know, like you say, all those top six finishes we've had the last few races, mm-hmm. if the yellow flags have fallen differently, your strategy was called a bit different, you know, we could have been right up there on the podium and fighting for wins. So I think the car's running well. The team's doing a great job. We just we need a tiny, tiny little itsy-bitsy bit of luck on our side. And I think we can have a really strong weekend this weekend.
How are these double weekends for you? There's more demand on your time. You carry the flag very much for the entire nation when it comes to IndyCar. And you did a double week in Detroit. That was sort of the first year that was happening. Are they grinding weekends for you? Is the Sunday a fresher perspective because you've just done it the day before? Or are they exhausting?
You know, it's a little bit of both. I mean, you've got a race distance under your belt, so you get to tune the car a little bit, which, you know, you don't normally get to do, obviously. Have a race and then have another crack at it the next day, make some adjustments to the car. So you need a bit of a fresh perspective, but your body and mind are anything but fresh after a punishing race like that. So they are tough. They're a huge grind, and we put a lot of preparation from the physical side into these weekends. And, you know, rehydrating overnight is always a big deal, and it's definitely a lot of work. But if it was easy, everybody would do it, and it's definitely good for the fans. So we're all for them.
James Hinchcliffe, our guest on Brandon Walker. Last time we had you on, it was the week before the Indy 500, and you were making a very quick return from a concussion, and you didn't know if you'd be ready in time. When you look back at that a couple of months ago, do you feel in hindsight that you were a little affected health-wise in the races after that?
No, honestly, I don't. I mean, the IndyCar doctors are very thorough in their evaluations, and they absolutely under no circumstances would have let me get back behind the wheel of an IndyCar if they thought I was in any way compromised. And, you know, I felt fine even once I got back out on track, especially at an oval. If you're going to have a problem with your head, it's going to be getting dizzy on an oval. And there was no side effects. You know, as I've been joking, I was just as brain dead as I was before. So I didn't have a whole lot to lose when I got hit in the head, I think, is the key to that.
Okay. James Hinchcliffe, our guest. And right now, you go to any neutral or casual observer, you mentioned the name James Hinchcliffe. Yes, they might, the first reference, your three wins last year, but right now they might reference your Honda Civic commercial. And now this is good for your promotion. It's good for your exposure, and it's probably good for your bank account. What it's not good for, I would imagine, is people coming up to you and saying annoying lines from the commercial.
Life imitates art. Yeah.
You got owned, Hinchy.
That's happening a lot, huh?
A lot, I bet. Every airport.
It literally just happened on 680. No, yeah, it's been great. I mean, the spot was funny. It turned out well. You know, everybody at Honda had a lot of fun filming it, but no, for sure. Everybody's either quoting that line, or if they do happen to catch a glimpse of you on the road, you know, start inching their car forward.
And, oh God, that does that happen?
It has happened. Yes, not a ton, but it has happened.
And the good thing is, you know Toronto well enough in the summer to know you really can't build up any long runs of speed with all the construction. So that's the one positive. You can't really get going for big distances at high speed for a while. It's hard to get a speeding ticket this time of year in the GTA.
Well,
it is.
In fairness to the guy that was inching forward, that might have just been because the car in front of him was inching forward because they were both stopped in traffic. He might not have actually been trying to race me.
That's a good point. Plus, I haven't driven a stick for 10 years. I miss it. And sometimes you'd inch forward by just not having that foot on the clutch. That can happen. And it looks like you're threatening other drivers, but you really aren't. That's how it works. Tell me about I'm fascinated from the human perspective, the hydration thing. You mentioned that. So what do you do Saturday night? You're not hooking up to anything. You're just making sure that you're recovering and, I suppose, not overeating. I'm fascinated from the gastrointestinal perspective, what you do between two races in 2 days.
Well, I mean, it all really starts on the Monday before. You know, you start consuming a ton of liquids, a ton of water-heavy foods, fruits, salads, things like that, just to try and get your body as saturated as you can, hydrated as you can. And then you're obviously going to lose a certain amount over the race on Saturday. And, no, I think it's quite common. A lot of guys will get onto an IV after the race just to kind of get those fluids back up as quickly as possible. You know, hydration kind of works like a sponge. You know, if you just chug a bunch of water, that's not really all being absorbed into your body. And so that's like why I said it kind of starts the week before. And the IV is a good way of kind of getting it into your system. So I think a lot of guys will be doing that on Saturday night just to kind of cap off the work that you're doing hydrating all week leading up to it.